So it is the afternoon. Wow, so I say good afternoon, really. It's 12:11 and it's the 11th of September. This is my first audio view of the day. I'm going to do another one later. So I thought I'd just do an update because, of course, it's my charity buggy walk on Saturday and it's Wednesday today. No, it's Thursday today. Oh, God, I'm losing track of time. Not feeling great today. My throat is kind of swollen, which is causing me problems and giving me headaches especially. I'm finding it tricky to like walk and stuff. I sort of feel a bit sick and in kind of off balance because of it. I'm also, I can feel like I've got kind of like almost like lumps in my throat. That's probably because I've got a cold as well, which doesn't help. So I've just taken a Strepsil, which just kind of eased the pain a little. What else? Oh, of course, my back pain, yay! That's really bad today, but that's to be expected because I went to the doctor's yesterday. He examined me for the first time, and my God, that left me in so much pain. And then I thought, well, while I'm here, I'll go get my son some spare, just some cheap Asda white polo shirts, because he can wear those as long as he's wearing a sweater over them. So I thought, I'll go in. I've seen them online, I know they sell them, and the store didn't sell them any smaller than 5 years and up. So I went, and the annoying thing is about my huge Asda is, it's all the way up this bloody huge hill, and I freaking hate it for that. I used to really like going there, and it was very close to where I lived, before the Tesco Extra was built here. And I went there and I used to enjoy it. I thought it was really quite good actually to go up and down that hill because it was good exercise for me. But since my back problems, it was like, I don't want to go that way ever again. I just don't, no way, I'm going to go to Tesco's. It's flat there. There's been escalators and lifts and everything. Sod that. I went to Asda, I went up this goddamn hill. Found that they didn't do what I wanted, but I got some extra socks for them anyway. At least going downhill's not all that hard. Although I say that, I had to push Joe, and you still have to kind of grasp onto that and make sure it doesn't run the hill away. Because it really is quite a steep hill. My little toe on my left foot has been causing me problems. I know that sounds really, really daft, saying, oh my God, my little toe, it hurts. Right, there is a reason for it, and I can't remember exact how I got into the situation, but basically, when I went to secondary school, there were these outdoor classrooms, which were like these wooden huts. Now, to get inside the front door of these huts, there were like these little breeze block type slab things that was meant to be a step. It was quite wide, that wasn't the problem. They just weren't, you know, perfectly made, but they were low and easy to step onto it. That's not a problem. Anyway, what happened was, now I'm going to say, look at your foot, have it flat down against either your bed or the floor or whatever. I'm on the bed at the minute because I'm in pain. When your foot, the sole of your foot is flat on the floor or the ground or whatever, your leg is straight up and down. Yeah, makes sense. And your foot is flat down. What happened to me that day, I don't really know how I got into that situation. If someone pushed me, I have been someone pushed me, but I'm not even sure. Oddly enough, I was probably screaming too much in pain. What happened was, instead of the sole of my foot being flat on the floor, the side of which my small toe on my left foot was actually flat on the floor, but my foot was still straight down. So try and picture your foot being on its side, but your leg still being in the same position as if your foot was flat down. Yeah, it bloody hurt. there was no kind of blood or anything like that. God knows how. And the nurse at the school looked after me and got me dealt with. And then it's gone on with the day. I have no idea how I did. But it's left me with a problem where My little toe sometimes kind of hurts, especially if I don't have any shoes on around the house. Some days are fine, other days are not. I think it, to be honest, I think it hurts more when it's a bit colder than it is or when it's hot. At least I've found in winter it's a problem more than in the summer. But it's been quite warm here, I think, and I've been having problems. Although I say that, my feet are actually quite cold. So I don't know if it's to do with the weather or the temperature or some. I don't know. It just, some days are really bad than others. And this has been, my little toe has been playing up with me for the last few days. But last night was really annoying. I don't notice it that much until after I've done a fair bit of walking. Because to give you an idea what it's like, you know, I'll take one or two steps, fine. Maybe stings a little bit, but it's like, oh, I don't really notice it. But then you're gonna be taking steps pretty much for the rest of the day, because, well, I can walk. There's no other way of me getting around apart from walking. So I'm going to walk all the way to school. I'm going to walk all the way back. I'm going to get my daughter out of the pushchair and walk over to the living room. And she's going to play with me in the living room. I'm going to walk over to the kitchen. I'm going to make myself tea. I'm going to walk back in and enjoy my tea. And by then, you know, I've taken quite a couple of steps just then. We're not even in the middle of the day. And my foot will really hurt. I think what kind of helps with wearing shoes is that not only is it that there's something underneath my sole of my foot that is soft, but also I think it helps that it's kind of keeping my toes together and they're not sort of moving around freely. I don't know. I should really see the doctor about it, but I just, because it's never gotten so bad that I just don't think about it all that often. I think, oh, you know, I'll live with it. Don't know. No idea. I should probably, like I said, probably say something about it. Anyway, so yeah, I was going to go to my local baby and toddler group today, but because I'm not feeling amazing, oh god, my bloody head hurts as well. I've decided the minute my daughter takes a nap, I'm going to do the same, just lay in bed, rest, have some painkillers, eat something light, and just try and get better ready for Saturday, because of course it's my buggy walk. And if my foot starts acting up on the buggy walk like it did last time, it really did. Oh god, it hurt. And bear in mind, I'm doing 5 miles. Last time I did about, I think I did 3.5 miles or 4 miles. So I am doing more. And I also understand that, you know, 5 miles of walking doesn't sound like a lot. But with my back pain and my foot problem right now, it's still a lot. And I already knew about my back problem, meaning that I couldn't do marathons like I wanted to. And I couldn't do mountain climbs like I've always wanted to. And I have been to Snowdon. And I did a little bit of, like, walking around there, but I didn't do the whole mountain thing because I just couldn't do it. Not with proper shoes and not with a back, with back problems and stuff. So it was something, I saw it and I was like, I so want to climb it one day, or at least climb half of it, just some part of it. And it's kind of taking a huge, gigantic back seat on a massively long coach. Anyway, so I'm going to do my next audiobook in a bit. That's more to do with the fact that it's 9/11, or in America anyway. It's the 11th of September, is what we call it in the UK. And of course, some of you will remember what happened in the US on this day. So I'll talk about that in a different audiobook. Thanks for listening. Bye.